Here are the directions for part two. In this part, you will hear six passages, A through F. Each passage will be followed by two questions, number 13 through number 24. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage and the questions will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
A. Placer mining. Much of the world's gold was formed deep beneath the ground, but it's not always necessary to dig deep mines to find this valuable metal. A technique called placer mining is used to find gold in or near rivers. In this type of mining, machines are often used to collect water, sand, and small stones in huge containers. The materials are then shaken, and the lighter substances fall out. Because gold is heavy, it will remain in the bottom of the containers. Some spots are better for placer mining than others. For example, gold is slowly washed downriver, but because it is heavy, it tends to build up where there is a sudden drop, such as at waterfalls. The falling water creates pools at the bottom of the waterfall that can trap significant amounts of gold. These are the areas that are of most interest to mining companies.
Questions. Number 13. What technique does placer mining rely on? Number 14. Where are the best areas to find gold when placer mining?
B. Neanderthal teeth. A recent study by researchers has revealed new information about the eating habits of Neanderthals. Using DNA analysis techniques, the researchers compared substances found on the teeth of Neanderthals that lived in northern Spain with substances found on the teeth of Neanderthals in Belgium. The results showed that the Neanderthals in Belgium consumed mainly wild sheep and other mammals, while the Neanderthals in Spain had a plant-based diet. The researchers also found evidence that a Neanderthal in Spain was suffering from a stomach illness and an infected tooth. DNA from pain-relieving plants was found between his teeth. The researchers believe this indicates that Neanderthals knew that such plants could be used to help reduce pain. If true, it seems that Neanderthals were both more sophisticated and better able to take advantage of their environment than previously thought.
Questions. Number 15. How were the Neanderthals in Belgium different from those in Spain? Number 16. What is one thing the researchers believe about the Neanderthals in Spain?
Sisi, the Austrian Empress. Elizabeth Amalie Eugenie, commonly known as Sisi, became the Empress of Austria when she married the country's emperor in 1854. However, Sisi had little interest in the duties of royalty, such as ceremonies and policy discussions. She began travelling to escape court life, but this angered her powerful mother-in-law, who considered Sisi's behaviour inappropriate for an empress. On her travels, Sisi developed a strong relationship with the people of Hungary. At the time, Hungary was ruled by Austria, and Sisi felt that the Hungarians were treated unfairly. When she was back in Austria, she campaigned for Hungarians to have more legal rights and help them achieve some level of independence from Austria. Sisi was also interested in mental health, and she campaigned for improved care for mentally ill patients. She even asked for the construction of a hospital as a present from her husband.
Questions. Number 17. What is one thing we learn about Cece? Number 18. What was one way Cece helped the Hungarian people?
D. To stand or to sit. In recent years, standing meetings have become more popular at many companies. To study the effects of such meetings, researchers at the University of Missouri conducted an experiment in which participants did group problem-solving exercises while either standing or sitting down. The researchers had predicted that the standing groups would rush and make poor decisions. Although the standing groups did take less time to complete their tasks, their decisions were mostly the same as those of the sitting groups. Standing meetings have their critics, however. Business consultant Bob Frisch argues that when people are standing, the physical differences between them become more important. This can lead to shorter people feeling nervous and therefore being less likely to share their thoughts. Additionally, young people's greater physical stamina could give them an advantage if a negotiation during a standing meeting becomes lengthy.
Questions. Number 19. What did the University of Missouri study reveal? Number 20. What is one criticism Bob Frisch has of standing meetings? E. The Mule and the American West. When most people think about the settling of the American West, they imagine people crossing the country in wagons pulled by horses. However, the mule, an animal created by breeding a female horse with a male donkey, was preferred by pioneers. Mules are strong but weigh less and eat less than horses. They also suffer fewer leg injuries, and they can see things to the side more easily. Pioneers found that these characteristics made mules more suitable for traveling over ground that was steep, uneven, or rocky. One disadvantage, however, was that, unlike horses, which follow almost any command given to them, mules generally do what they want. For example, wagon drivers often experienced great difficulties in getting mules to cross rivers that the animals thought might be dangerous. Despite this disadvantage, westward journeys would have been nearly impossible without them.
Questions. Number 21. What is one thing we learn about mules? Number 22. Why was using mules problematic? F. Steve Jobs and his role model. Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple Incorporated, had a role model named Edwin Land. Land founded a camera company called Polaroid that was well known when Jobs was growing up. Jobs agreed with many of Land's ideas. For example, Jobs often said, "Customers don't know what they want until we've shown them." This was a concept he learned from Land. Both Jobs and Land thought that conducting market research on consumer preferences was pointless. They believed companies should make totally new and interesting products their customers had never dreamed of. Both Jobs and Land were also famous for trying to make even minor design details of their products perfect. Land, for example, spent so much money on product development that financial experts warned against investing in Polaroid stock. However, his products were thought to be beautifully designed, and his company became highly profitable.
Questions. Number 23. What was one belief held by Steve Jobs and Edwin Land? Number 24. What were both Jobs and Land famous for?